Visiting today with Bob Rodenberger, Stockman's Livestock Auction in Apache. Well, Bob, the last few weeks we've been talking about needing rain for wheat pasture and ponds. Did you talk to any folks that got any rain?
I talked to people pretty much from Cordell that went back east to over to the Temple Walters area up to Chickasha. And I didn't talk to anybody in the Tuttle area, but all those people we got from a quarter and a few places got 1/8, but pretty much a quarter to a half inch was the extent. And a good percentage of those people that they had their wheat out dry sowed, and so now they're going it's going to come up. Now we just need another rain so we can get moisture to meet. And but it's change attitude. Market, the calf market was just fully steady. The feeder market was fully steady. We're selling $1.90 fat cattle, so I mean that's very positive. The index yesterday went off, closed out at like 251 on the feeder index, which was excellent. Of course, half that index is based off of northern markets, which will be $10 above us. So they sell a lot of dollar, a $2.58 to $62 8 weight cattle, and we're selling 248 to 250 feeder cattle. So if you jerk the northern out, it would put us back down in that 245 to 6, which is what our cattle are bringing, but they figured over the nation. So, but in general, I mean, we've got a good market. Runs were lighter this week. Most places were, probably 10% lighter. And now I cannot explain, but at Apache, we had 3,000 from 2,800 to 3,000 4 weeks in a row. And yesterday we had 1,100. And I mean, of course, we're hoping it's the rain, but I can't answer why we were that much lighter because the sales around us were pretty much even with what they had the week before. So, I mean, we were just down quite a bit. We still had 300 cows, so it just left us with 800 stockers. Had some real nice calves, and they brought, I mean, there's still a great demand for calves to go to wheat and or to go somewhere, whether it's wheat or whatever. So that's kind of what we're looking at. I mean, I think the runs will be a little lighter in the city Monday, but in general, the market's still good. I mean, you just got to make your mind up. Do you want to wean them or do you want to just sell them straight off the cow? And either decision's not a bad decision.
Well, I think looking at this next week, we got a lot of things going on. We've got rain in the forecast all over the weekend, and then we've got
Yes.
the big, pretty big election coming up. So, what do you think, if anything, that's going to have an effect on the market?
Well, I don't know which way it's going to go after the election. I mean, I'm not positive if the Democrats get it just because they're not as agriculture oriented. I mean, if and I don't know nothing. Just go back and compare Biden versus Trump. Trump was he's huge about agriculture, but he will implement a lot of tariffs. But when he was in office, he turned around and give big subsidies back to the people that it would harm. So hopefully that will play into effect and it will benefit in the long run. I've got a world of people that was jumping on getting their LRPs covered before this election, just and which is smart, just for the simplicity of the black swan effect. And nobody knows. I mean, it used to what was it? If Democrats get in, the stock market's going to do X. If Republicans got in, the stock market was going to do X. I don't have a clue. I just know we still got a good market. If you've not protected yourself, I would probably put on some sort of LRP and then just go to bed and sleep good at night.
Well, Bob, folks want to talk about it with you. How do they get in touch with you?
Give us a call, 1-800-926-9696. Give Justin Kirkendall, David Gage, Kelly Osbrook, Caleb I, Greg Gribble, and myself a call. And we'll visit with you about whatever the cow market. I mean, and the cow market has dropped a little bit, but the type of cows coming to town have dropped. One real quick deal I read this morning, I believe it's Wendy's is shutting down like 400 of their restaurants
Yeah, I've heard that too.
because of the price of hamburger
Yeah.
and lack of lack of movement coming through their restaurants. Anyway, everybody have a great day and a great weekend.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.